It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and joining us from the Northwest Montana Association of Realtors, Erica Watala. Good morning, Erica.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you.
Glad
beautiful
to have
day.
You here. Yeah, it sure is a great day to live in Northwest Montana.
Yeah.
You brought the great weather with you, Erica.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
Oh, I try. Thank you.
Talk with us about NWAR.
All right. Well, I had a couple of things I wanted to visit with you all about and your listeners. The first thing is kind of troubling. There's a new scam out there.
Oh, geez.
You know, it's just we get some things figured out and stop one type of scam and another one pops up. So we've got some bad guys out there, and this is a heads up to both realtors and property owners in our valley. Realtors are getting calls from people impersonating landowners and saying, hey, I've got some property for sale. I want to sell it cheap. I want cash. I don't want you to put a sign in there. And meanwhile, the real property owners have no idea that this is going on.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's hard to catch these guys. Because you just don't know. They're good impersonators. They spoof your phone number. So the realtor looks everything up, and it looks copacetic and the county records and everything. What has happened is that our title companies have changed how they are sending out little thank you postcards. So as soon as they get that packet saying that this property is going to close in 30 days, and they send something out like, hey, thanks for working with us, and we look forward to your closing in a little bit. And this is a big red flag for that landowner. So if you get a postcard from a title company, don't just chuck it out in your junk mail. Pay attention to that, because somebody might be trying to sell your property out from under you. And we're working on different ways that we might be able to figure out how to stop these guys. But frankly, that old saying, if it seems too good to be true, you know, your realtor's got a great client from out of state that just wants to sell something in a fire sale in cash, it probably is a little too good to be true.
So what, this has got to break down at some point.
You would think, but when you have cash sales, it's hard to stop that. And what they are targeting is land that is unencumbered. Most of it is vacant land that seems to be happening, but also land that does not have a mortgage or a lien on it, so it's got a clean title, so nobody would be notified, no red flag. So I've heard people putting up Google alerts for their addresses, and so that if somebody's fishing around and dings on their address, they get an alert that somebody's looking.
Well, wouldn't the title company catch this at closing?
Sometimes, but I don't know if they would be able to do it. It looks so legit.
Would they skip the title company perhaps because it's a land purchase and maybe just go right to closing?
Could happen. Yeah.
So is there anything that the person who paid the money can do to get their money back?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my
I've
gosh.
Only heard of realtors being contacted by suspicious people and deals that have been stopped in progress. Mm-hmm. And it's nationwide. It's not just Flathead County, but just a heads up to everybody.
Boy, okay.
Yeah.
I want to go back to, first of all, making sure everybody is familiar with what you do at NWAR, Northwest Montana Association of Realtors.
So we are the trade association headquarters for all of the realtors that practice in our association area, which is Lincoln County, Lake County, and Flathead County. And we kind of go from Libby and Eureka, and we have realtors all the way down to Ronan. So about 1,300 of them, and we help them out with education and professional standards and make sure everybody's toeing the line with their code of ethics that they have to follow, and help them out in a variety of different ways.
We should point out the term realtor is a copyrighted term.
Oh, yes. Yes. And we're very proud of that. And so we don't just throw that around lightly.
Yeah. You to have that name, that term beside your name, it means something.
Yes. That you attend, that you are a member of our association, that you take continuing education every year, and that you're held to a higher standard than maybe just a real estate agent.
So yes. This is something that that people who are buying and selling property or or homes at this point, boy, I tell you what, it's not just a $10,000 or $20,000 transaction anymore. It's hundreds of thousands, millions.
That's sure. That's for sure. And, you know, you really want somebody that's pretty savvy and up-to-date in their education so that they can handle multiple offers and represent you as their client in the best possible way. These are people that attend marketing classes, and they know all of the different transaction forms that change practically monthly. So it's always in your best interest to have a true professional there at your side during that big transaction of your lifetime.
Yeah.
I got a piece of property that I want to sell, and people have said, hey, I want to buy it, and I'm still waiting on the DEQ to do their job.
That's been a problem, that they're a little slow.
Yeah, well.
A little slow.
But it's quality work.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so we have alerted everybody about the scammers out there. You said you had a couple of other things.
Sure. So our realtors are always out in neighborhoods. You know, a lot of these guys, they work as realtors full-time, but a lot of them do it part-time. A lot of them spend time on doing community work. So boards, Meals on Wheels, fire department stuff, everything. So we are coming out with our Good Neighbor Award, and this is where we were asking for our public's help. That if you know a realtor that is doing great things in their community, give us a call or hop on our website, nmar.com, and we have a form there. And we would like to celebrate these realtors that are doing such good work, and we have a $1,000 prize to go to their nonprofit.
Wow.
So that'll be in, we'll close it down in May. And celebrate in June at our Roadie of the Year.
Now, the website is nmar.com.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And also, speaking of that website, we have made huge changes on that. We've hired a gentleman out of Missoula to, under market data, really flush out all the different things about our association area, population and income and poverty levels, and as well as home stats as well, you know, what the homes are selling for, single family, townhouse, land, all that stuff is on our website, just a few clicks.
Wow.
And you've got a wealth of information on your fingertips that'll help you in your real estate research that you might want to do.
Can you give us a little indication of the state of the real estate market right now?
Well, I think this winter was a little bit of what realtors call a market readjustment. And so, you know, maybe it's returning a little bit to what our traditional markets looked like, where, you know, maybe about this time of the year, people start thinking about putting their houses on the market, or maybe start looking around for a new place. You know, they might start looking at paint and maybe some new carpet samples, get things fixed up so that in another couple of weeks, they're ready to go. And then summer will be, you know, off to the races. And then things will continue through the fall, but then slow down again through the winter. And I think that's kind of what we saw in this last winter. And that's traditionally what we've always had, not full-time crazy all the time. So,
market readjustment. It was interesting. We had a story earlier this morning from the National Association of Realtors, and existing home sales actually went down for the first time in years.
Yeah.
But the price of those homes went up.
Yep.
Even with the interest rates doing what they're doing.
Yeah, it still is. Especially, I think, in the Flathead, we always see that those prices will hold much longer than across the nation. And I just looked up stats yesterday that in Flathead County, the median home price for just a single family residence is holding at about $655,000.
Yeah.
So still a pretty steep climb.
Yeah.
And when you compare that to the income that people get, you know, our median income here in the Flathead is about $65,000. That's steep. And then you throw on a couple of extra interest rate points, and people are looking at a tough hill.
The inventory, I mean, that's got to be a problem right now, too, because not many people are selling. And you know, people who may be considering downsizing, for example, this isn't a good time to do that because you can sell your home and get a good price for it, mm-hmm. but then what do you do?
Right, exactly. A conversation my husband and I have quite frequently is that same type of thing is like, well, if you wanted to stay in the Flathead, it would be tough.
I'm going to put sleeping pods on my property, I
think. Oh, there you go. That's great.
But nonetheless, those are the things that are going on here mm-hmm. that's affecting the business that you're in. Mm-hmm. You'd like to buy and sell homes. You'd like to make that happen a lot mm-hmm. and make a lot of people happy. But right now, you don't have the inventory.
Right.
The prices aren't working quite in everybody's favor, in the customer's favor. Mm-hmm. And the seller can't recover enough to buy another home, so what mm-hmm. do you do?
Well, I think Kalispell has done a terrific job in approving and getting under construction a tremendous amount of apartments and rental homes. And this could mm-hmm. be kind of a stopgap for new families coming into the area that they can, you know, settle in, get their feet wet, and save up for home ownership, or this could be a place where people could downsize to. A lot of duplexes and townhouses and multifamily units are being approved. So Kalispell, I think, is doing a pretty good job of trying to address the demand that they're seeing. A little bit of development in the neighboring municipalities and a little bit out in the county, but not quite to the scale Kalispell is.
You're touching on a point that Rishi Kapoor made earlier mm-hmm. this week on the Good Morning Show, and he was on. He said, look, he says, we have got to come up with entry-level housing for the people who work here,
yeah.
that live and work here. We've got to find a way to do that. And he's suggesting we need to have take a look at their density levels mm-hmm. and see if we can build buildings higher, see if we can put more apartments into the same area. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise we're going to wind up just shooting out, and before long we're going to have urban sprawl throughout the entire county.
I agree completely. One of the problems that I think some of our developers are running into is a terrible case of NIMBYism, not in my backyard.
Yeah.
There's been several very large developments proposed that do exactly that, are dense and reasonably priced and have affordable units included in their proposals. And it's tough for people to accept that change in the landscape. And I can see that. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody likes to see their favorite land, view shed taken up then with all different types of activity. Mm-hmm. And so I understand it, but I also understand that I would love my kids to be able to live here
yeah.
and not have to go, you know, move to a different city to be able to just afford a home, or, I would like my parents to be able to stay here, things like that. Exactly yeah. some of the points you've touched on there. So mm-hmm. At some point, I think we're going to have to come to some compromises that, you know, you might not want that larger development, that dense development right down the street from you, but you've got to understand that that's the only way that some of these solutions are going to come to fruition.
And the mixed housing, too, this mm-hmm. is something that a lot of cities, I watched that happen in Denver when I was living there, mm-hmm. The 16th Street Mall, you know, it was the old 16th Street, and they just blocked it off, and it's a walking place. They have shuttle buses going up and down, electric-powered mm-hmm. shuttle buses that go, they're free, so you can get around. But what you have is you've got retail on the first level,
right.
and up above that you have both a combination of condominiums and mm-hmm. apartments, and people are able to live and work in the downtown. They, some cases you don't go more than a few steps away from your home to go to work.
Right.
And they ride bicycles. They take the shuttle. Mm-hmm. The car stays in the underground parking until the weekend. Mm-hmm. Not a bad way to live.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to live.
Right. And I think there's a lot of people that don't care for maintaining a lawn or a yard or pulling weeds or any of that nonsense, and they mm-hmm. appreciate the more urban amenities of, you know, walking a block and getting a coffee and riding a bike to get their groceries and things like that. So, Kalispell might get there.
Well, I think we're kind of moving in that direction. Yep. If you look over on Fifth Avenue West North, there, Reese developing. I'm not sure those are apartments or condominiums, but they are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, with the silo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the silo. I don't know. I'm a little dubious of that. But nonetheless, though, the facilities are fantastic. Yeah. Underground parking and everything to go with it, and right next to the trail.
Yeah,
it's going to be
perfect.
Now, First Avenue West and First Street, we're looking at a parking facility there with 78 units. Above that, we're going to have to bust the the height restrictions. But so what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very progressive of Kalispell to do that, and they adopted pretty early on in this, even in the context of the state zoning, some pretty progressive zoning that does just your mixed-use ideas of having, you know, retail on the bottom and services on the bottom and then living quarters on the top.
And I've seen designs and, and concepts of what would happen north of the Kalispell Center Mall up toward Idaho Street. That could be a combination of residential and retail, which would be simply fantastic.
Yep, yep. And if we can just bring a couple of big restaurants down in here and shake things up at night, that would be great too.
Liquor license.
Yeah, it all comes down to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And I don't know what we're going to do about that.
It's a sticky situation.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yep.
Well, this has been a great conversation.
The legislature should be dealing with it.
Well, they try to, and every time they try, they get stopped.
Who stops them?
Well, people who already have liquor licenses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a rough situation. That's why we have breweries, because you can get those licenses easily now.
Yeah. But you just can't get a beer after 8.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. And you can't serve food.
Right, yeah. Right. So, well, thank you very much for having me here
today. Oh, yeah, and thanks for all this great information.
Nice update, Erica.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Erica Watala, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.